You know, this is the month that along with the world, we've been celebrating freedom, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had the big fireworks and all the speeches and, well, we could have wore the colors this morning, wearing the colors, you know, of our country. So I thought freedom, is it really something that comes from outside of me? And then I thought, you know, where does being real fit into this? And so as I thought about this lesson, I came up with, how many have read the children's story, The Velveteen Rabbit? I figured everybody in here probably at some point or time has read that story. You know, we can learn a lot from children's stories, a lot, when we sit down and as you read to the young ones. And it hit me that that's really what we're on the road for, to be free, to be real, to be our authentic selves. The Velveteen Rabbit story, it kind of reminds us that becoming real is the quiet, holy freedom of letting divine love reveal our true nature. It's not necessarily a story about a toy. It's a story about being real. You see, the little bunny, he wanted to be real. He thought to be real, you had to be shiny or have bright colors painted. And he was just a bunny. Velvet bunny. Yeah. So, the thing about the story is that, okay, we say God is love, right? Love is God. Becoming real is it's a quiet freedom of letting that love reveal who you truly are. The rabbit becomes real not because he's shiny and impressive, but if you've read the story before, it's because he was loved into authenticity. He was loved into being real. When we go through stories like this, it really touches our heart. It really makes us think. What makes us real? What makes us real? 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And in freedom, we have lessons, don't we? We have lessons that we need to learn. To be real is to let Christ's consciousness express fully through you, not to you. We usually think of, well, growing up, I thought of God as having to be something I had to reach for, to go outside of myself and grab hold of. Well, wow, what a difference it makes when you begin to learn that spirit, that love, that Christ is in you and wants to express out into the universe through you. Yeah. Realness is the state of our consciousness in which our identity is no longer shaped by what? Outer conditions. Stuff happening, news stories, all that stuff that people feed into our ears. Yeah. So being real, being your authentic self, it's one of the greatest freedoms you will ever experience. It's not the freedom to do whatever the heck you want to do, but it's the freedom to be. I like that. I like the freedom to be who I truly am. And you know what? I have to learn. What am I, right? What am I? Up to date, I thought of myself as just a human being out here living this life, having stuff happen to me that there's nothing I can do to control it. Searching, always searching for someone to love me, or for searching for peace, searching for wisdom. You know, when you learn what and who you truly are, when you have the courage to step into that, oh wow, what a difference it's going to make in your lives. You see, most of us, what have we been taught from birth? Okay, we've been taught to fit in, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't be different from your friends. You need to fit in here with what they're doing. We've been taught to just survive, not live, but just to survive. To get in the struggle, to survive, to do whatever it takes to make a living. We've been taught to make a difference between races. Yeah. It's really challenging what we hear our loved ones being taught sometimes, isn't it? That this is your enemy. If we say this is your enemy, who's the enemy? Yeah, ourselves, because we're a reflection of one another, aren't we? Mm-hmm. I look at you, I see me. Mm-hmm. You look at me, you see you. Mm-hmm. We're one. We're taught to put on many masks. You know, I go to work and I'm this person. I go to church, yeah, I'm all kind and loving and singing. But then when I get in my car, what person am I when this tries to run me over? Oh, the many masks that we wear. Yeah. We try to conform to what, and I'm putting quotation marks, society requires. Yet metaphysically, authenticity, being real, it's not about the personality. Personality is up for nothing. I'm your spiritual leader. I'm whatever I am when I go out here. I'm cousin. It's not about being personality. That's what we've been taught. It's about remembering, and I'm saying remembering because sometimes we forget what we are, don't we? What our origin is. It's about remembering and expressing the Christ that is within you. Sometimes that's a challenge, isn't it? I don't see anybody shaking their head, but sometimes it's a challenge for me. You know, I have to dig deep and say, okay, what, like we talked about this morning class, what am I to do with this? What am I to learn from this? What's my lesson in this friction I might be feeling? Being real is the only way I'm going to be able to deal with it. And being real is the first find out, what am I? Yeah. Unity teaches that first and foremost we're spiritual beings. Took me a long time to understand what that means. That means that there is something in me that has always been. And that this is just a human experience that I'm allowed to have and I'm grateful for it. Aren't you grateful for your lives? I know when things start bombarding you, you know, we forget what we are, don't we? But when you remember, isn't it a great life to be able to move through experiences? As I always said, you know, things don't come to stay. You know, if you don't have money in your pocket, that's not to be forever. You know, that's not you. That's just a monetary thing. The real of you is love. The real of you is compassionate. The real of you has all the wisdom that it needs because it's that Christ self. It's that connection. It's my lifeline, really, because it's where we're part of the whole. Mm-hmm. We're part of the whole. I'm getting away now. Let me get back to what I want to make sure you leave here with. There are three things to work on to be your real, authentic self. Three movements to work on spiritually. And of course there are more, but these are the starting points. These came to me as where we can begin on our pathway. First one is awareness. You need to see yourself clearly. And how do you do that? Meditation, getting quiet, turning within. What are you thinking when you're not thinking? See where you are. You cannot be real if you don't know what and who you are. Unity teaches us that our true identity is spirit, a spiritual being. Do you believe it? Have you taken the time to feel that energy flow through you? Moving through you. Have you taken the time to explore your calling? To explore your rhythm, your way of being? Mm-hmm. One way to do it is affirm, I am God's idea. And God's idea is good. You're not bad or whatever label someone has placed on you. You're worthy. You're worthy because you're an idea in the mind of God. So that's the first thing. I jumped. Acceptance. That's where you need to affirm, I am God's idea, and God's idea is good. Accept who you are. But you can't do that if you don't know, if you don't take time to explore, if you don't do that inner work, if you don't sit and listen to to that voice within. Yeah. So the first thing is awareness. I kind of mix the two together. Awareness is a quiet moment when you hear the inner voice of truth instead of outer noises and expectations. Acceptance is honoring that you are divinely made, that the Spirit of God is in you and you are in that Spirit, and that you are an idea in the mind of God, and you are an expression of God, and in that expression, always ask, how can I serve? How can I be a good example? How can I walk this walk? What is mine to do? I surrender. That's acceptance. And then the third thing, I had to kind of backtrack because I got up here and got a little excited and jumped over my message. But the third thing is alignment. Most of us up until now, and I say most of us because I don't want to blame anyone or any of that or judge, but most of us up until now have been living from the outside in. What occurs out here has been influencing what we do and what we say and how we live. Yeah. We let the world and its events dictate how we're going to react from the inside. But being real is letting Christ consciousness express fully through you, letting your thoughts and your words and actions match your spiritual identity. And that's living from the inside out. Charles Fillmore called going to headquarters. Yes, seeking within what it is you need to do what it is you're to do. So being real is letting your Christ consciousness express fully through you. Yeah, it's choosing integrity over image, these images we see out here. It's choosing truth over how you see things happening, how they're performing out here. And it's choosing purpose over approval. The only approval you need is from within. You don't have to change to match what someone thinks you should be. Yeah. Listen to your guidance for them and move from that aspect. The Christ within. The thing that brought me into unity was the thought that Christ is my hope and my glory. That's my life. That's where I live, in the spirit that is within me. Well, at least I try to. I do my best. We're all on this road. We're on this path. We're here to support one another, to build one another up. I like to think of the word pump. I like people to pump me up, you know? Just, yes, that's outside. But I know through the Christ in me is meeting the Christ in them, and that's what's hyping me up. Yeah, that spirit within. So, just as a rabbit becomes real through love, we become real through when our feelings and our thoughts align with divine mind. When spirit, soul, and body move in harmony, when we stop performing for the world and begin expressing the truth of our being. Becoming real is a gentle, it's a process of letting God's idea of us shine through every layer of our humanity. So some things to remember, some things to be remembered. Becoming your real, authentic self happens through love, not through performance, not through what you do for me. It comes through your love for me. Not perfection, not approval. Becoming your real, authentic self is, it's not always comfortable. I'm going to tell you that right up front. If you remember in the story, the rabbit had become worn and shabby and imperfect. But that wearing down symbolizes release of ego, release of the mask, release of the pretenses. Sometimes being real means letting go of what once protected you. You ever have thoughts that you built that wall to protect yourself? That comeback comment when someone says something, you. Yeah. And sometimes it means being seen in our vulnerability. Being honest about what hurts and honest about what heals. You know, we have a lot of experiences that we go through in this thing called human existence, don't we? But always know you're not alone. Always know that you're loved. Always know, as the bunny was being held by that little fellow, always know that you're being held in spirit and in love. And that will carry you through. So let's take some time at prayer. And let's begin with affirming the Lord's Prayer. I love affirming the Lord's Prayer because it sets a tone, it sets a mood. So let's begin with the Lord's Prayer together.
Our Father,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So take a deep breath. I want you to let go in this moment. This is your moment to center yourself in love. In the love that makes you real. In the love that you live, move, and have your being in. Take a deep breath in. As you release it, let your awareness gently turn inward. With each inhale, feel yourself arriving deep within. And with each exhale, feel yourself releasing anything that's hindering your journey. Breathing in and breathing out, moving from the head, the intellect, down into the heart. Notice the soft, warm light rising within you, a steady glow of divine love. that love is moving, that energy that is within you, that connectedness. That love is stirring up your memory of what you truly are. That love is saying, come to me, my arms are wide open. That love is gentle, that love is patient, and that love is true. It's the same love that in the children's story, the Velveteen Rabbit, that made that rabbit come to life, to be real. And every mask you have built up, every layer of self-protection, every outdated identity, every false story you've carried, feel it dissipating in that love environment. Fading away. And you are open and receptive. You are transparent to spirit. You're open and authentic. And that has set you free. And in that freedom, you are real. You are whole. You're not becoming someone new. You are remembering who you have always been. You are God's idea. You're wonderfully made. You are real and whole. Take a moment. Just rest in that truth. Breathing in and breathing out, feeling yourself settling into the activity of the spirit that is within you. Letting those ideas be stirred up to the surface. And in this moment, give thanks. Give thanks and celebrate the spirit expressing as you. And when you are ready, gently bring your awareness back into this room. Knowing that you have experienced a moment that's profound, a moment of awakening, a moment of knowing the truth of who and what you are. Dear God, we're so grateful. We're grateful that we're learning the power that is within us, that you want to express through us out into the universe, that we are your hands right here, right now on this earth plane. How can we serve you, Holy Spirit? We're saying in this moment, yes. to the life, to the love, to the freedom. And for this, we just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. Our affirmation this morning is in your inserts or in the bulletin. And we're affirming, I am free to be the divine expression I truly am. Let's affirm that together. I am free to be the divine expression I truly am. And feel the vibrations of that. Say yes to that. And I want you to visualize someone right here in this very room with us that you want to send these vibrations to, that you want to send this reminder to. Our energy travels, it reaches and touches. And let's affirm this for them by using you together. You are free to be the divine expression you truly are. Know that for them. Feel that going forward. And as a sense of community, let's affirm this for one another together. We are free to be the divine expressions we truly are. And we know it is so, and so it is. Amen.